Washington State Secretary of State Kim Wyman joins us on the Todd Herman Show. Kim, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure. It always is. A lot of people are very, very concerned about what they're seeing in this year's election. And just to set the stage for this is a view I hold and many of my listeners hold, is we watched many in the media. And the Democrat Party insists that President Trump was a Russian agent for 3.5 years. We had the Ukraine thing. We have had the Democrat Party basically empowering and allowing riots in the streets, the burning of cities, and the winking and nodding at this. We have the Antifa stand in Seattle, that disaster that led to two lives being lost, including that of a child. We've got Portland, 73 nights of rioting. And a lot of this is winked at by the Democrat power base, our power makers. And we are being told to believe that our mail-in balloting system is not subject to them cheating. And that's why I wanted to talk with you today, because a lot of people aren't able to join those two things together. So let's start with a very simple question. Washington State is a sanctuary state. They give licenses to non-citizens. So there's, you know, no valid IDs required if a person registers in person. As I understand it, Kim, you cannot say no to an application if the name, address, birth date, signature, and they check the I'm a citizen box. Is that correct?
That is correct by federal law, yes.
All right. So has Washington State ever run an audit for non-citizens?
No, because I'm not aware of any list that we could use that would prove citizenship. There's not a list of U.S. citizens. I know that sometimes people think of the one list that employers can use, and I'm blanking on the name of it, but that you do when you first employ people. But the courts have said that that is not a reliable list for voting purposes to use.
Okay, so I know they're a wildly right-wing outfit, but NPR. Mm-hmm. In January 4th, said to produce citizenship data, Homeland Security to share records with the census. I'd understood that by December of 2019 that there was a database made available, citizenship database made available.
Again, if someone would show me that database and then we could have that conversation, I am unaware of any database short of people getting passports. And like I said, Social Security numbers, but we know that non-citizens are issued Social Security numbers, so I don't think that is a reliable list, at least what I'm told, for purposes, again, of voting. But I am not aware of any list of U.S. citizens. I mean, people that are born here that don't get a passport or don't get a real ID wouldn't be on any government list, to my knowledge. But definitely, if you're aware of something that I'm not, I would be open to see it.
Okay, but there's never been an audit.
There's nothing to audit to. How could I don't understand what I would do for an audit, I guess is my question. What in your mind is an audit?
Yeah, this is where I struggle a little bit. I struggle to believe that, and I'm not doubting you. I'm just talking mm-hmm. about the system. I count you as an honorable person. I always have, since I've gotten to know you just a little bit. I struggle to believe that in Washington State and in our nation, we sit unable to cleanse our voting rolls of non-citizens. I find that dumbfounding and incredibly frightening.
Well, Todd, it goes back to 1993 when President Clinton signed the National Voter Registration Act into law. That act was what really disconnected proving citizenship with voter registration. Because before then, and anyone that's old enough to remember before 1993 in terms of voting, will remember you used to have to go to a voter registrar, you had to produce your birth certificate or, you know, passport or some sort of identification that showed you were a citizen. In 1993, when he enacted that law, that went away. And basically what he said was voter registration ID cards are no longer proof of citizenship. So since 1993, we have not been able to do anything that would require a proof of citizenship to register to vote in this country.
It's phenomenally stupid. I mean, do you think that illegal immigrants vote in our elections in Washington State?
Do I think we may have some on the rolls? You know, probably. I can't stand here and say that I know 100% of our registered voters are 100% U.S. citizens, but my experience in 27 years of doing this work tends to be that they get put on by mistake more than anything. And I had two instances when I was at the county where the voters were registered at DOL. I know you were talking about that earlier on your show and online. And it was by mistake, and they figured it out when they went to go get their when they became naturalized citizens. There's a question on the citizenship test that asks if you voted in the United States. If you answer yes to that question, you'll be denied citizenship. And so they were in my office asking me to prove that they had never cast a vote, even though they were registered. And we did verify that they had not voted, and they did become citizens, and I did register them. But, you know, the anecdotal evidence would be the comparison of Thurston County and Yakima County's registered voter totals. They have about the same population, which is about 275,000 people. And in Yakima County, they have just over 100,000 registered voters. I think they might be up to 110 or so. In Thurston County, they're up to almost 190,000 registered voters. So that disparity tells me that you have a migrant worker population in one county, and you're not seeing droves of non-citizens going and registering and voting. And you compare it to a like county population-wise, that doesn't.
Okay, it's all seems to me to be set up. The woman who wrote the motor voter law is a woman named Frances Fox Piven, who wrote something called the Cloward-Piven Theory, which was how to take a capitalist system down by flooding its systems. She wrote the motor voter law. Bill Clinton signed it into law. It all seems extremely frustrating to me and very, very ripe for fraud. And let me ask then a very simple database comparison question. Do we have more registered voters in any of our counties than residents, legal residents?
No, we do not. 4 years ago, I believe, the Heritage Foundation did a comparison of that, and they did find that Clark County, Washington, had more registered voters than eligible or voting age population. The problem was it was a typo in their data. The Clark County election staff had transposed the number, they actually didn't have that. So, no, in Washington State, we do not have more registered voters than are eligible.
So when we have homeless camps, or as I call them, drug trafficking camps in King County, and we have King County elections assigning them addresses, and my listeners send me pictures, photographs of these places, and they send me screenshots from the King County elections having attributed addresses here, we've got a bunch of out-of-towners in town rioting, and some of them are protesting. Many of them are rioting. And you can give 1,000 people can give their address as a homeless camp. How do you begin the process of saying these people are legal voters?
Well, remember, the courts have been very clear on this, that you are not required to own a home or live in a home to vote in the United States. So you can't link home ownership or even having a place to sleep at night that, you know, is an apartment or a house or whatever. That's not a requirement for voting. So we have been, you know, directed by the courts basically to always provide some mechanism. And with geo-addressing, we now can actually take a pin, and if we need to, the person's residence would be under the, you know, freeway overpass on I-5. Now, with that said, they still need to have a place where they receive mail. So they would have to receive mail at, you know, I've seen the Union Gospel Mission, for example, as an address for people to receive mail, or a post office box. So if they are indeed, like you're saying, you know, the protesters coming and moving from state to state and doing this, they would still have to have a place to receive that mail. And then if we get any kind of address change or that mail bounces back, the county election officials can begin a process of removing them from the rolls by making them inactive.
But how? I hear we don't have these databases, and what I'm making the case is not a single person living under a bridge. I'm making the case that, hey, I'm an activist. I am willing to burn a city down to make a political point. Why would I not go request 1,000 ballots at this, you know, non-address?
And well, I missed the point of that question. Thank you, Todd, for clarifying. So we do actually have a lot of safeguards in place, though. We do check ID, and now it is not a citizenship check, so I know your listeners right now are screaming at the radio, but it is an ID check of Washington State ID card Washington State driver's license or the last four digits of a social security number. And I can tell you from the data I've seen, 98% of all of our registrants do provide one of those pieces of ID at the time of registration, and we do check those. We do run the numbers against our Department of Licensing list and the Social Security list. So we are verifying those IDs before they are made, voters that are eligible to have a ballot counted. Now, for that 2%, they have to provide some sort of a power bill or some sort of a piece of mail that is has been delivered to their address that they're registering at. So we do actually check that. So that scenario that you're saying, people can't just go in and request thousands of ballots because they actually have to be registered and they have to go through that ID check that that I just talked about. And one of the things I'm proud to tell you is that we worked really hard to get a statewide live time system up and running for this election cycle because, as you know, the Democratic Party had the majority 2 years ago in the legislature and passed through sweeping legislation, including same-day registration. So we are going to verify all of those addresses, all of those IDs before we issue ballots to voters and have them counted. So, you know, So.
Okay, but then I'm seeing here, you know, that is... As long as there are requirements, name, address, birth date, signature, I'm a citizen box, you're not allowed to reject any application. So same day application comes in and person puts their address as this, you know, frankly made up address by King County Elections. Let's say it's not 1,000. Let's say it's 100. I mean, how do you check anything? It's a made up address. It doesn't exist.
Well, they had, like I said, they would have to provide an identification of some sort for us to check. So we actually do that check at the time of registration. So let's say Todd Herman registers to vote. You're one of these people, and you register to vote. If you don't have a Washington State driver's license or ID card or Social Security number, then you have to have that secondary piece of ID before we can actually have a ballot counted for you. Now, we were sued by the Brennan Center, and we did this lawsuit. We did prevail, but there is a provision that we have to allow. We may have to issue you a ballot, but whether or not it's counted hinges on that proof of ID. So if you don't provide some sort of alternative ID and there's a specific list of what we can accept, we will not count your ballot. And that's the fail-safe, is that ID check. And in terms of where you consider your residence, that, like I said, we can do that with geocoding, but we still need an ID and we still need a place for you to receive your ballot.
So you can't be approved even on a same-day basis without an ID. So you can't fill out a form and say, here's my name, here's my address, here's my birth date, here's my signature, I'm a citizen. You have to, you require ID.
Yes. And that's a piece that gets glossed over in our state a lot. Because we rolled it out in a pretty non-controversial way back in 2006. So we've been checking IDs and doing this process regularly since 2006.
So how are you guys dealing then with this new thing that China is doing? Because China is actively involved in trying to destabilize our country, where they're flooding our country with these fake driver's licenses. How do you guys, since we, Governor Inslee would like us to pretend that the real ID has not been rolled out because of the COVID flu, and there's these instances around the country of these fake driver's licenses showing up, how does your staff confirm that they're real driver's licenses?
So, like I said, every single registration through the VoteWa system is checked against the Department of Licensing list. So if it was a fake ID, it would come back to us as not matching an ID in their system, and therefore it wouldn't be accepted for voter registration purposes.
Okay.
Kim, I want you to stay with this real quick. My listeners are, they're not buying it. So I want to get to some more questions with you. Plus, I have a dare for you, Kim, that involves $5,000 of your own money. Give Kim Wyman credit. She's always available to come on and answer the tough questions. Secretary of State Kim Wyman will continue to discuss mail-in voting coming up on The Todd Herman Show. Todd Herman Show.
Kim Wyman's with us, Secretary of State, Washington State. So I received a couple really interesting notes from listeners. One of them is a video, and it is a gentleman who found, he didn't find it, actually his friend found it. She didn't want her face on video, who found a bunch of ballots and registration cards in a dumpster in an apartment building in Bellevue. And then this morning, Kim, I got a note from someone who has found ballots, at least one of them signed, in a ditch. And I look at this and then I reflect back upon this interview we did on our show with an expert in mail-in voting from Legal Foundation that looks at this and has determined that across, and I think you've seen this maybe from the Heritage Foundation as well, that across the past 4 year or 4 to 6 election cycles, 4 to 6 year elections, we've seen 26 to 28 million missing ballots. They're just gone. Logan Churchwell, the Public Interest Legal Foundation, shared that with us. I'm unable to get comfortable with that.
Okay. Well, let's break these down individually. The first one, for I have not seen the video of the ballots and registration cards in a dumpster in Bellevue, but or the ditch, a picture of a ballots in a ditch. But I would love to see those, and I would love to have that that information closer to the time it's actually found, so we can turn it over to law enforcement so that they could investigate, because that might be criminal activity. And remember, ballot tampering, voter fraud are crimes in our state. They are felony level crimes, Class C felonies. So I would be very interested to see either of those. And if you want to send me those, I would be happy to turn them over to officials to investigate and prosecute. I can't talk to either because I don't know all the facts. But no, we shouldn't be finding ballots or I don't even know what a registration card is if they're talking about forms in a dumpster. I mean, that's common sense, and that's something that, until election officials are made aware of it, there's not much I can really do with that. But I would be more than happy to investigate it and work with election officials and law enforcement to research that and see if there was criminal activity. And we would prosecute that.
On August 7th, you were tagged, your personal account, your official account was tagged, with this gentleman who is showing the ballots found in the dumpster. That's on Twitter, so it's not an official happening, but you're tagged in that.
I'm not the best on social media in terms of keeping up during that would have been in the heart of the election, so we were very busy and I wasn't keeping up on it. But I'll go and check my Twitter feed and see what I can see.
I'll send it to you. No. Listen, you're busy. We'll send it to you. So with the 26 to 28 million missing ballots, what's that mean to you? To me, missing, wait, where are they? Like, where have they gone? Because I'm looking at ballots that, what do we have, a 50% vote turnout, and mm-hmm. I'm looking at ballots that go missing and not get picked up, and I'm looking at a signature verification, you know, in a state where we've had 7.5 million people's, social security numbers exposed for 30 days with a Nigerian scam, and I'm looking at missing ballots and abilities to throw a signature on there, and I guess I'm wondering, what exactly is the science in checking a signature? What is the scientific method used to say, yeah, that's Todd Herman's signature?
Mm-hmm. Go back to the missing ballots. We do mail to every single registered voter in Washington state. So right now that's 4.6 million ballots that were sent out in the middle of July. And we receive back 55% of those as of now by voters that have returned them. So the remaining 45% were delivered to people's homes, and they're not missing per se. They were delivered to people's homes through the mail, or were delivered back to county election officials as undeliverable ballots. So they were either delivered to a residence or they were returned as undeliverable. You asked me and I've already forgotten.
Just break that down real quick. Okay. They're delivered to a mailbox because you don't track them into the residence.
Well, right. They're delivered to wherever the person receives their mail.
Right. And that's why I got to the missing. And what I think my follow-up question from that, because I know I threw a lot at you there, Kim Wyman, was, you know, the signature verification, that I'd like to understand the hardcore science between determining that, yes, this is my signature.
Okay. We have, of course, we're government, so we're really good at process. So first, we have election officials that are trained every year by the Washington State Patrol. They're not, you know, they're not signature experts by any means, but they're trained on basic elements of what you're looking for in the way that the person signs their name. And they give us tips and kind of examples of what we should be looking for. And so we try to really have a consistent application of those practices across the state. And then when an election is actually happening, those people are checking. And so the first check that happens is just, they pull up your signature on file from your voter registration record. They put it up next to the signature on your ballot envelope, and if it looks very similar and it follows those processes and procedures we were trained on, they accept that record and they give your voting history a credit, which will prevent any secondary or third ballot coming in and being counted. In fact, if they come in, they're set aside and then they would be investigated for multiple voting. Then if the signature doesn't match, they send the voter a letter that says, Todd Herman, it looks like your signature has changed, and if you return this ballot, please, you know, please verify that you've returned it. Now, that does two things. One, it gives you as a voter a second chance and doesn't make you a victim of just some bureaucrat rejecting your ballot for, you know, whatever purpose. And more importantly, it's a security measure, because I guarantee you, if you haven't returned your ballot, you're going to pick up the phone and call county election officials and say, that's a fraudulently returned ballot. So that's the first level, and like I said, those letters are a second chance, and voters have through the certification period to cure those signatures, or oftentimes voters forget to sign their ballot entirely. So it gives them a second chance to do that. And then if we don't hear back from the voter, that signature verification process goes through multiple staff members that have more experience. And then ultimately, if it still doesn't match, it's given to the county canvassing board, which is made up of the prosecuting attorney, the county auditor, or election director in King County's case, and chair of the county commission or county council. And so that usually bipartisan board are the only people that can reject a ballot for a mismatched signature. And that is a public meeting, and people can come and watch those proceedings. In fact, if you go to King County elections during a voting period, you can actually watch them do that signature matching live time as they're doing it for the millions of ballots they process.
It's a dizzying array of knowledge that you carry around in your head.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
It is. Kim Wyman's with the Secretary of State of Washington State. So I want to loop this back around to where it began, is I am observing the left doing anything and everything to win and steal an election. And I'm watching cities burn. We talk about that. I'm watching this winked at and by the Democrat Party, and I'm watching this unfold 3 years of Trump works for Putin. And I find myself unable to believe that same party wouldn't pay postal workers to steal ballots. And it doesn't take many in swing districts. I'm unable to get comfortable with that. I've long time told you I prefer walking into a voting location with the single point of contact. I take a ballot, I punch holes in it, it goes into a box, no one knows my name, and you have to work pretty hard to go through and figure out who voted Republican, who voted Democrat. So I wanted to throw this out at you. I don't have trust in the system because of the multiple touch points. Putting it in the mail. I'll never do that. I'll put it in the lockbox. But then who handles it? I don't know if it's postmarked, right? I don't know if if it's date stamped accurately, all these things. So that leaves me very, very worried with a preference for the old fashioned days. Show up, vote. Your vote goes in a box and fewer people touch it. Here's what I wanted to ask you. Would you send, and you know, I think you know me to be fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And honest, I mean, would you send me $5,000 in cash in an envelope labeled $5,000 in cash with a window where people could see the money? And when it arrives at my home, I will immediately deposit it in your bank account with a $100 nuisance fee on top of it.
Of course, I wouldn't. Yeah. Yes.
But so. Why?
Well, the obvious reasons that it goes without saying, no one would do that in their right mind. And that's why we try to build in multiple layers of not only options for voters, but create a very long and detailed audit trail. So a person like you who questions the system and doesn't trust it, I can actually demonstrate and show you the security measures that we have in place that not only protect your individual voter secrecy, but also ensure that your ballot is counted and is counted accurately. That is what election officials spend the entire voting period doing from the moment we start setting up an election until the moment we certify it. So realize that in terms of the ballots going out, one option, and I would encourage all of your listeners to do this, the post office has a service called Informed Delivery. And Informed Delivery will actually show you the incoming mail you're going to get every day before it gets to your house. They scan those pieces of mail through and take a digital image and send you a copy of that every day through your email account of what mail you can expect to see. So when we mail out ballots 20 days before Election Day, your listeners can actually see when they enter the mail stream and when it's on its way to their house. And if it's not there, they can call the election officials and make sure they get it. As far as return ballot, as you said, you can do a ballot drop box. But they can also check that election officials have received their own ballot by going online to VoteWa, and you can actually see whether or not it has been accepted and where it is in the processing with the county. But you can also go to the county and observe all of these processes because they're very transparent. And I wanted, one of the things I noticed your listeners put on Facebook that I wanted to also say, there's a lot of outcry about the Republican and Democratic checkboxes on the presidential primary ballots. That was only for the presidential primary election. We don't keep a record of it. That has been expunged from everyone's voter record. It was in there for 60 days, but we no longer have that information in our system. And so we're not going to ask it for future elections except the presidential primary because it's a nominating process. And I'm going to work that 4 years from now when we go through that exercise again, that we have some sort of flap protecting that information and we give you a choice to do unaffiliated if you'd like.
Yeah.
Well, you and I agree on that. I would just say this, that I'm glad that you guys have expunged that data. But I don't know for and don't trust for a second that Democrat operatives who are willing to let cities burn and let people be harmed and see the murder of kids in Antifa stand didn't go down and canvass all that information or where they need it. Forgive me for being cynical, Cam. It's one of my human failings. You and I will continue to disagree about the wisdom of mail-in voting. I think it's madness because of all the touch points. But as always, I just appreciate you coming on and engaging in tough conversations. We're going to send you, though, Kim, this video, and we're going to send you these pictures of the ballots found in the ditch, including a signed ballot. And I don't know what they mean by the voter registration card. I think it's the thing you guys sent me because we're in Idaho, and I could have gotten the ballot over here. So we'll continue to send that to you. Godspeed to you, and thanks for coming on the show and entertaining the questions.
Well, thank you. Anytime you give me a call, I'll come on. You know that, and I appreciate all that you do, Todd.
All right. Thanks very much, Kim Wyman, Secretary of State on the Todd Herman Show. We'll come back and take a look at the national scene. Pretty much.